There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. We got plenty of time for you if you want to join us on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Coming up, Mark, you've got a story that I'd like to tell tonight if we get the chance. About a older man. Elderly, would you say? Elderly man?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Not quite. Not
68.
Quite. Okay, getting there. An older man who had put some sort of a false photo online to entice young women into meeting him in a darkened room to where sexual activity then transpired, and now he's facing prison for his efforts. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We started out by playing some audio that I do want to finish up here. We're about halfway through it. It's 5 minutes of me and our co-host Rich Paul, who joins us usually on Tuesday nights on Free Talk Live, basically haranguing the governor of New Hampshire. Maggie Hassan is her name. Most people probably have no idea who this lady is. But, you know,
I couldn't name the governor of, say, more than 10 states.
Yeah, for sure. I probably couldn't name
three. And I'm pretty plugged in.
Anyway, we basically confronted her at the graduation for Keene State College, much to the chagrin of some of the people who are around her, including us, one of the students and probably like a class president or something like that, one of the school administrators who were very upset with us picking that particular time and place to go after Maggie. And I was actually really grateful that she ended up walking in the commencement ceremony or whatever, because they saved her for last, basically. So her and the administrators came after all the students, which meant that they had to wait around for a while before they were able to go and take their seats. And that made her a sitting duck for this little video ambush that we did. We'll continue with that here in a moment. But it led to kind of a discussion about drug decriminalization or legalization. And Steve is on the line in St. Louis. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, go ahead.
So, yeah, I had a question. It's just a thing that, like, I mean, I don't understand. If a lot of states are legalizing marijuana.
Or at least decriminalizing it.
Mm-hmm. Some are decriminalizing. Some are making it fully legal.
Yeah, yeah.
Oregon, you know, Alaska.
Yep, Alaska, Colorado,
Washington.
Colorado.
It might as well be legal in California, too. Basically, all you have to do is say, I get hangnails, and they'll give you a grip, right?
Pretty much.
Well, my question was, if they're going to legalize it in that state, why shouldn't they just release anybody who's in prison for that offense?
Imagine how silly you feel in prison for marijuana possession or jail and for marijuana possession in a state where it is now legal.
Well, I pledge that if I am elected governor here in New Hampshire that I will.
Are you running again?
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, God. How much money do you have to pay to run?
$100.
Why don't you just send it $100 to the state?
Because then you won't get the press coverage.
All right.
So, anyway, Steve, it's a good question, and thank you for sharing. Go ahead. Anything else you want to put out there? Oh, well, you don't live in New Hampshire, so unfortunately.
Well, not yet. I might make the move. I have to figure out my situation. But
excellent. Maybe. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you here in the Free State Project. Thanks for your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Nathan is, he will be on the line here with us in Texas. He's on via Skype. Hello, Nathan. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. So I really like that clip where you're doing the whole Emperor's New Clothes bit.
You mean haranguing the governor? That?
Yeah, it reminded me of something that Rothbard used to say. It was kind of like one of his little Rothbard's laws. It was nobody ever resigns. So I think he was talking about the stagflation of the 70s and how that showed that Keynesian economists had no credibility at all. But, of course, none of them resigned from any of their top positions, right?
Why should they?
Well, I mean, if they completely betrayed everything that they say they believe in, I would think that they should resign, but of course they don't.
Well, one of the problems, okay, so part of the idea with Keynesianism is that during the tough times, you spend a bunch of money, the government spends a bunch of money in order to sort of prop up the economy. But supposedly during the times of plenty, because Keynesian economics has this sort of boom-bust cycle, and we can really see a lot of the business cycle going on and inside of my lifetime. But the idea is that you're supposed to be paying off that debt in that time frame, and the politicians never do it. The politicians really are in charge of spending.
Right, just keep kicking the can down the road.
It's not the fault of the economists. I mean, maybe they should come out and say a little more about, hey, we should be paying off this debt now that
they can't. But they can't pay it off. I mean, if they pay off the debt, all the money goes away.
I don't mean pay it off, but be paying down the debt.
Okay, but again, more money will go out of circulation the more it's paid down, right?
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I wanted to revise Rothbard's rule for this case with Maggie Hassan to nobody ever apologizes and nobody ever resigns, because you cornered her on a complete, you know, she's completely hypocritical here. There's not really anything she can say. I guess if she was a national federal politician, she could just give you some boilerplate about I enforce the laws, the rule of law in this country. I don't know if that would be a good idea. But
she's smart enough to not open her mouth when we confront her.
Okay, because I was thinking of, say, I don't know, the vice president or a congressman or something. It seems like they could just give you some boilerplate. They could just say, I uphold the laws and the Constitution, and that would be enough.
But, then we jump all over her. I mean, as Rich Paul pointed out with something that he said in this clip, he says something to the effect of, you know, what about the right to pursue happiness? What about that? Does that matter to you at all? So if somebody were to come out and trot out, some politician were to come out with some sort of constitutional response to why they don't decriminalize or legalize drugs, that would just, it'd be open season on that response. Anything she says, we're going to be able to bat back at her. And so she's smart enough to know to keep her mouth shut, because whatever she says is going to make her look like a fool on this issue.
Yeah, I guess national politicians might be in a better position. Like the media is just not, in the national media probably just wouldn't even show your comments that you're making. So maybe in New Hampshire on a state level, it's easier. She's not in a stronger position, so like you're saying, she can't say anything. But no, I think that's interesting that you cornered her, and she's not going to say, well, yes, you got me. I was wrong.
Of course she's not going to do that. But that would take a real woman to be able to admit to that. A real human being.
Just, I don't know what to call it.
Thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. It's cowardice. It's just cowardice. And, you know, she's got to have a conscience in there somewhere. There must be a human being who could possibly empathize with the fact that teenagers in college, she is responsible. This woman is responsible for their arrests, their continuing arrests, and the destroying of their lives and their financial aid and all of that. And then, you know, giving them a criminal record. She must, at some level, be able to empathize with the fact that that could have been her, because she smoked pot in college, too.
And the part about this that's so hypocritical is she is the chief executive of New Hampshire, and New Hampshire, the state, the organization calling itself the state of New Hampshire, sells alcohol.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's
right.
It claims for itself a monopoly on the sale of alcohol.
Not
in
only that,
state.
They even have their own state alcohol.
Yeah, they do. They have their own liquor, their own vodka that they create.
That's right.
Here we have on one side alcohol, which
it's in a super ugly container.
Probably the most dangerous drug on the planet. It's the, you know, so many people die from drunk driving. It's just deadly. And of course, you can just drink so much it kills you with alcohol poisoning. You don't have that with marijuana. You can't actually smoke yourself to death. You could probably do something, you know, smoke enough marijuana that you get into an automobile accident or something like that. But, you know, whatever. But it's highly hypocritical. If drugs are bad and we don't want to let 21-year-old people do drugs, then let's make sure we get New Hampshire out of the business of selling liquor.
Yeah.
Shall we?
It's always fun to confront the cops when they're at, you know, in Concord talking about continuing this insane criminalization of cannabis and other drugs, to confront them with the idea of, well, you know, you guys want to protect people, so you support bringing back alcohol prohibition, right?
None of them want to do that.
Yeah, and then watching them sort of bend over backwards to try to explain why that's not a good idea. So, you know, hey, guess what? Cops like to drink.
Well, they probably like to smoke pot, too. But they,
I'd imagine more of them drink.
Drinking is just generally more socially acceptable. You've got bars out there. You can go places and do it. Marijuana, less deadly than alcohol. Why shouldn't we be able to do that? Do that instead.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll come back and give you some more audio from this clip where I confronted the governor. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaq Gets.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is the good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a private elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I've found something that works. Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. Doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar. If you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back, because this stuff works. Australian Dream is available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Walmart, Target, and other drugstores and supermarkets everywhere.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, and we've got time for you if you dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733.
Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with the variety of features we have there. You get to create the content that you'll find there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. It is listener-driven content at freetalklive.com. So go there, get interactive. And if you're online at all, whether it's on your smartphone, your laptop, your work computer, desktop computer at home, you need to protect yourself. You cannot expect privacy by default. You've got to take steps to achieve and attain and continue having privacy online. One step you really need to consider is ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. ProXPN actually encrypts your internet connection, so your internet service provider will no longer know where you're going or what you're doing, even on their own internet connection. And
the governmental data hogs and the corporate data hogs, you know, the ones that collect all this information, they want you to expect privacy on the internet by default. You don't get it.
Right, and they hate companies like ProXPN who help to, you know, occlude your information from being seen by those who would like to pry and spy upon you. Go and get their free software for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux. You just go to download it at proxpn.com/FTL. That's proxpn.com/FTL. Grab the software, get it up and running. You can try it out for free, but a free account's pretty limited. You're going to want to move up to the premium account. It's less than $5 a month with our discount code FTL50. The 50 stands for 50% off the price of their annual account at proxpn.com/FTL. So use that code FTL50. You get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. The features are great with ProXPN, but try it for yourself at proxpn.com/FTL. Don't forget code FTL50, and you'll get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. proxpn.com/FTL, promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. We continue here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got Dave listening in Humboldt in California, listening to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I much appreciate your show. We need it. And,
thanks.
I find that so many elected officials in our country at every level, from the bottom to the top, I find, are not really in the business of representing those people who supposedly have elected them. And I often wonder, how is this happening? How in a democracy, you've got a small fraction of 1% that manages to get 51% of the officials elected to represent their interests. I ask, how can that happen? One of the things I've been following is, the problem of the money. Ed Snowden tried to warn us as clearly as he could about how much our Patriot Act, our government electronic powers can be misused and abused, how they can venture into our privacy. I just learned money of commercials. I got to look into it. But they can invade our phones. They can invade our computers, and they do.
Yes, they can. And in fact, as we pointed out last night, there was actually a recent court decision, very recent, like earlier this week, by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals that determined that the NSA's mass phone record collection that they've been doing and may continue, I don't know if they're continuing them now, but they got caught doing by Edward Snowden, that was illegal. It wasn't even legal under the ridiculous Patriot Act and the insane provisions that the Patriot Act put into place. It wasn't even legal underneath that. Like, they didn't even bother going through the secret court, the FISA court, to get approval on their secret warrants. No, they just didn't even bother with that. They just collected everybody's data, and that was ruled recently illegal. So to answer your question, though, Dave, as to, you know, how is it that these government elected people can be so unrepresentative of the people who purportedly elected them. And in a lot of places, and certainly in Washington, D.C., at the national level, what you have is, you know, controlled parties. I mean, these parties on both sides, the Republicans and Democrats, are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the 1% that you were talking about, these big campaign contributors, the military-industrial complex, the prison-industrial complex that, Mark, you mentioned earlier tonight, all of these industrial complexes that that benefit.
Big agro, big pharma, you know, it's all in there.
They benefit from having these politicians in their pockets.
And there's nothing that you or I can do about it, unfortunately. You know, you can go to D.C. and protest, but they'll just lock you up if you protest in the wrong place. And the average person, of course, can't afford to go to D.C. and protest, nor would it really be effective.
Well, who can afford to do something that's pointless?
Well, exactly. And, you know, even if there was something, some sort of point to it, it would still be more economically feasible for these major contributors to send lobbyists to D.C. full-time to lobby these politicians versus you. Maybe you'll be able to take a weekend off, go and spend, you know, your hard-earned money rather than on a vacation. You could take your weekend and then go up to D.C. where you can spend your time there at the protest and in a hotel room or whatever and spend several hundred, if not a couple thousand dollars, just to try to go up and change some politicians' minds. You'll only be there once, and they're certainly not going to listen to you. But they are going to listen to the guy with a $100,000 campaign contribution check. I mean, I don't mean to be defeatist, but I'm pretty much defeated on Washington, D.C. I don't think there's any point in really focusing on it. At least here in New Hampshire, and I'm sure to some extent in other states like maybe Vermont, where the legislature is still fairly large, but nothing comes close to New Hampshire's 400-person state representatives. That's how many state reps there are. There are 400 of them. And you can actually reach those people. And I don't think that you could say that a majority of them are owned by any of those industrial complexes necessarily. They tend to be a little more independently minded here. But unfortunately, Dave, you're in California, where I imagine the state reps there get paid quite well for what they do. And I don't suspect there are very many of them at all. So I wish you the best out there, and thanks for the call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Jackson in San Diego, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello there.
Hi, Jackson. You're on the air.
I was just wondering if the United States sends people to Mars to establish the first Martian colony. Are these people on Mars going to be subjected to the laws of the United States?
Just so I understand the question, are you saying that there are already people on Mars, or that when people go to Mars, would those people then be subject to U.S. law?
That's what I'm asking. When they go to Mars, are they still subject to U.S. law?
If they come from the United States?
Well, if it's a United States expedition. The answer is yes, as much as it could be enforced, which is to say it cannot.
Not yet.
Right. For instance,
cops up.
If you take a look at First Nation tribes in Alaska and that sort of thing, you know, those little islands that kind of spread out along Alaska, well, people live there, but they don't have all the things that, sort of modern society gives. Those people live by their own rules and generally are left alone by the United States government, because the U.S. government doesn't really have any business there. You know, they say they're over them, but they generally leave them alone. And I think it would be something like that. So they would probably create their own little government out there on Mars, whatever that might be.
That presumes there aren't Martians around with their own Martian government. I think you would want to follow their rules first. Thank you for the call, Jackson. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
At this point, all we know is that Mars is the only planet in the universe populated completely by robots.
855-450-3733 will continue, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, Saturday edition.
Measles is activating on a mass scale now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More of the audio coming up from my confrontation with the governor of New Hampshire. Myself and Rich Paul, who's our Tuesday night co-host, went out there and gave her what's for a good 5 minutes flat, while she had to basically stand around and... she couldn't go anywhere, so we had her cornered, and it was pretty fun. We'll play some more of that audio for her if we get the chance, plus the older man who used a little bit of deception to lure some young women into his bed, now is facing prison for that. I'd like to talk about that, too. But first, to the phones and your calls and thoughts, let's go to Larry, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hey, Larry.
I have a landline now.
Excellent. You sound great.
But what I want to talk about is a perversion that goes on in any town where you're promoting microbreweries and micro gin mills. As a place in this town, there's over 337 booze joints in our downtown area. There's these carts called pedal bars where people are going around all times of night drinking and then getting off peeing anywhere they can, using the bathroom. It's nothing but a bunch of filthiness, and the town smells like a 5-day-old bucket of piss that's been left in the sun. It's really
lovely.
I mean, we talk about we don't want our kids to be on drugs, but they have a dense population in our downtown, and it looks like all that they thrive on is, come on, let's go have this thing called a growler, full of beer, and that costs $20.
It's called a growler.
But I just think that we're showing people the wrong attitude, and it, like you said, our government is what we get is what we enforce, but we're having a bunch of drunks and a bunch of people that are not going to be able to even think about government because they're going to be wanting their next cup of booze. So I just think it's really messed up, and it's pretty funny, too. But
well, the solution isn't to ban alcohol, though, right?
I'm not saying that, but the state is promoting alcohol and wine and booze. They say that it's part of our economic development. And I noticed this one place called Fountain Square, whenever the booze joint moves in, just like the dope dealer, he wants all the money for himself. I came through Fountain Square this morning, and there was people sitting on the sidewalks with 12-ounce cups of beers that cost $12 a piece. So if you're going to have a town...
Well, I support anybody who can sell a 12-ounce cup of beer for $12. I think that person is a genius.
It's a microbrewer. But the thing about it is, they are being subsidized. The city of Indianapolis is buying all their equipment, paying for them a place to stay, and under the guise of that economic development, which is developing a bunch of drunks. So,
thanks, Larry, for the call tonight. I appreciate you telling the story. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrency. We're talking about Bitcoin, which, of course, is the world's most popular cryptocurrency by far, or some of their competitors like Litecoin or Dogecoin. You can go and get them right now over at ExpressCoin.com. You have to be a little patient because you have to send them a money order or a check, but they're going to send you Bitcoin afterwards, and you're probably going to be really happy because they got a great rate over at ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and it's inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and I bet you can't find a better rate anywhere on transferring cash into Bitcoins.
Probably not.
Go and try it for yourself over at ExpressCoin.com. You can grab their smartphone app if you have one of those, or just use their website, ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. And if maybe it's your first time buying Bitcoin, how about zero fee? You can use code FTL and you'll get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice for zero transfer fee. So go and grab your Bitcoin at ExpressCoin.com. As we go to Pat, listening in Columbia, South Carolina, to WQXL. Hey, Pat.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Thanks. Yeah, from these global elitists and prominent people on the economy meltdown, to talk about people need to get ready because, you know, we're just waiting to see what's going to get this country over the edge and have a revolution because, you know, we can't vote them politicians out.
No, there's the you know, voting them out seems to be nearly impossible.
Well, you vote one out and you put another one in, right? I mean, another one's just as bad.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, but the amount of incumbents that return to their seats is above 90%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, voting them, even if you voted in a new crop, likely you're going to get a bunch of, you know, crappy politicians because they managed to make it through what is a system that promotes sociopaths, liars, thieves. You know, so that's true, but I wonder about this economic collapse. I've been hearing the claims that an economic collapse is coming over and over again for many years, and I just don't see it. It's not that I think it couldn't happen. There's bad economic policies going on all over, but it's just amazing. These guys are good at juggling these knives.
Pat?
Yeah, I can appreciate. Go ahead.
No, your turn. Go ahead.
I appreciate what you're saying. However, you know. You see all these shows on TV about, you know, preppers and everything. Yeah. A lot of people for a multiplicity of reasons, you know, you can sense it, you know. You don't have to be a psychic to see all around you, you know.
You're saying you can sense the frustration that people have that, you know, you believe a revolution is coming?
Oh, yeah.
Man, what do you think that's going to look like when that happens?
Well, like a lot of the people throughout history said, after World War III, if there's any more wars, it'd be start with sticks and stones.
So, yeah, the next war will be with nuclear weapons. The war after mm-hmm. that will be sticks and stones. I kind of wonder if the revolution isn't already occurring. I mean, there's been riots in several places in yeah. the United States. I mean, if there's going to be a violent revolution, it's happened by people who feel like the government is oppressing them.
That's right. Thank you. I appreciate what you're saying.
Thanks, yeah, Pat, for your time tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So are you saying you believe the revolution has begun, Mark?
I don't know what the revolution is, but
me neither.
There's some evidence that that there are certainly some people using violence in order to pressure the government into listening to what it is that they have to say, and they're having a reasonable amount of success.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would just depend on how you would define a revolution. I mean, I don't support the idea of revolution. I like the idea of evolution.
Revolution usually means guns and violence, and I'm not I'm not down for that.
Right. I support peaceful means, but nonetheless, I can't control everybody, so they're going to do what they're going to do. And certainly, people have gotten violent in places like Baltimore most recently. And really, I mean, all they got was some criminal charges brought against some cops, which mm-hmm. ultimately may not even mean that those charges stick. It may not mean that even if they do stick, that they're found guilty or that they aren't offered some, you know, easy plea deal to kind of make this situation go away after the streets have calmed down a little bit. And it certainly seems that the streets have calmed down. At least I haven't seen the headlines. That doesn't mean there's nothing going on, but I haven't been seeing the headlines. So it seems like they were able to stave off further frustrations, at least in the moment, by bringing those charges against those cops for killing Freddie Gray.
Whether or not they'll stick or whatever, I've been hearing a lot of, you know, it looks like the case against those cops might be shakier than was purported. But,
okay, I haven't even looked at the case.
You know, we'll see what happens, but it certainly stopped what appeared to be sort of, you know, violent revolution.
Right, but nobody's been replaced in the public office or anything like that.
The politicians don't care about the cops. The cops are the front line.
Right.
And generals don't care whether soldiers in the front line take bullets. So if six cops had to be sacrificed in order to stop the rioting, they're happy to do that.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether it's just or unjust.
So they've staved off the revolution then, if you will.
And I'm not saying it is just or unjust. I have no clue what is just or unjust. If those people killed somebody, they should have to face murder charges. They will be some rare cops that do, though. I mean, there's 1,400 people were killed by police in 2014. Nobody got, very few of them faced any charges, if any.
Join us here toll-free on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we invite you to join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. What would a revolution in the United States look like? This is Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting there for you. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live and you want to help support the program, you can donate to our African Satellite Fundraiser to help get Free Talk Live and dozens of other great liberty-oriented programs that are heard on LRN.FM, which is my little internet network that I program that also has a concomitant satellite channel in and over North and Central America, but I would like to have one back on in Africa. We used to have it. We were given it for free for way longer than we should have been given it for free by the satellite provider, and they ultimately pulled the plug a few months ago, and I think it'd be cool to be back. So if you want to help spread the message of liberty to a place in the world where many people don't even have internet access, you can do that for just a few bucks over at africa.lrn.fm. And if you've got a few more than a few bucks, like a few hundred, you can send that along too. So africa.lrn.fm, we've got perks like Mark will do a custom answering machine message for your voicemail.
Sure.
And other things, like you can pick your favorite LRN.FM show, and you can hang out in their studio. So go ahead and check it out, africa.lrn.FM. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Tim's in Panama City, listening to WYOO-FM. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how are y'all doing tonight?
Good, Tim. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I think you were mentioning revolution. I think it's plural. I think it's really probably two, because the revolution you're talking about right now, it's not really the big one that's brewing. What is happening now in inner cities is something that's been born out of the man in the White House has been pushing this class warfare speak for 5 years, 6 years. And this is the people that want more from the government. They want a bigger government. They want to be taken care of the government. and the class warfare.
That's not what they're saying. I mean, what they're saying is they want to stop getting their heads thumped on with cops' nightsticks.
Yeah, that seems like a narrative not being held by the people who are actually involved in these protests.
I'm not going to disagree that there are plenty of people who, you know, are on both sides of the issue that want a bunch of free stuff from the government. I'm not claiming that's
true.
But that's not what they're saying.
Right. To make a blanket statement and say that everybody protesting in Baltimore is in agreement with what you're pointing out is false.
Well, okay. That's a different part. That's part of it. As far as them complaining about being stepped on the head, I think they would have gotten a lot farther if they hadn't made that all about race. Because
it wasn't all about race. I mean, the three of the cops involved in Baltimore were black.
Yeah, but the blacks think they are the only ones that are being oppressed by the police. We have.
Did you just say the blacks think that they're the only ones being oppressed by the police? Because, I mean, that's demonstrably false. And you're also collectivizing people as though all people who have a certain color of skin believe the same thing, which is ridiculous.
Let's not bury our heads in the sand. There's a certain amount of racial conversation that's going around regarding...
I'm not burying my head in the sand, Mark. There's no doubt in my mind that black people are targeted more by police, as well as anybody who's got long hair, who looks like a hippie, people who are Hispanic, people who look poor. Or there are certain people that are targeted more by the police. I think there's no doubt about that. But to make a blanket statement to say the blacks this or the blacks that, as though you know what people think because of the color of their skin, I'm sorry, but that's nonsense.
Listen, this is not what I think what people think. I'm not saying what I'm saying what I've seen for months. When this happened in Ferguson, it was about blacks. If they would have gone out and said that the police are oppressing, the police are overreaching, the police are abusing. There are more whites being killed by police. Has anybody ever heard about the lawyer that was riding his bicycle down a road in Los Angeles and a police drove over him in a car, but he got off of it just because he was typing on his computer while he was driving?
Oh, yeah, I saw that story.
In the line of duty?
That's anecdotal. The only numbers I've seen on people being killed by police has the largest number as unidentified. So people, it shows whites and blacks, and yes, the number of whites is larger than blacks. Of course, the number of whites in America is larger than the number of blacks.
Yes.
But the largest number on the list is just unidentified. We don't know what their race was.
They killed them so bad they couldn't identify them.
I wouldn't claim that that's the case. We just don't have that information. So I don't know. The information we have is so incomplete.
But back to the revolution, I think the thing that is brewing the most is from outside of the urban cities, just throughout all of America. We're tired of federal government growing so much and ignoring the Constitution, and the states not standing their ground and protecting the people. We've got this administration charging states that are trying to enforce laws like immigration laws. I know y'all are very pro-open immigration.
Yep,
I'm open to immigration too, but I'm open to legal immigration. I'm retired military. I brought a foreigner over here, but I had to go do it by law to bring that person over here.
How awful is that? I mean, it's been a terrible process from everyone I've ever talked to.
Oh, yeah, it's a drag. But, you know, people do not have a right. There is no right for foreigners to come into this country.
Why not? What's a right?
That's our sovereignty.
Who's on it? What about my sovereignty? Wait a minute. What about my sovereignty and my rights?
What other country do people...
That's not a question. That has nothing to do with rights. Countries are collections of people that use guns to enforce their will. I'm asking, you said right, that somebody doesn't have a right to come into a country. And then you said sovereignty. And I'm saying, look, I want people to come here. You're saying you don't, or whatever. Anybody who wants to come here.
We already immigrate around over a million people legally every year. Why should we have another million every year coming in illegally?
Why the hell not? We got plenty of room.
It would be really good for the economy.
Yeah, we got plenty of room.
It wouldn't be good for the economy. It wouldn't be good for the economy.
Yeah, it would.
All the evidence points that it would.
Do we have no unemployment whatsoever?
No, we've got plenty of unemployment. I would have some stipulations. I mean, if you wanted some stipulations, well, yeah, let's make people who come here ineligible for welfare. Frankly, I don't understand why I've got to pay for somebody in San Diego's way of life, but I don't have to pay for somebody in Tijuana who's a few miles away. That doesn't make any sense for me.
According to federal law, they're not supposed to be getting any benefits, but that's one of the problems that Americans are fed up with, is our federal government is giving them benefits.
Yeah, it's a real problem.
That sounds like your problems with the federal government.
Yeah, we have a welfare problem. We don't have an immigration problem.
Well, yeah, we do have it. We have both. And we have a federal government that's overreached its bounds so far, ignoring the Constitution and handing out the people's money and spending $4 billion
that
we don't have every single
day.
What
about my freedoms, man? What about my freedom to associate with the people I want to? Shouldn't I be free to allow people to come to my property who I want to come to my property?
Not if they're foreigners.
Well, how dare you decide that I can't be free? You're taking my freedom away, sir. Shouldn't I have the right of free association with other human beings?
Of course. But you can go across the border and associate them over there. There's no reason that should be able
so
to come
you
over
own
here.
Magic lines in the sand.
You
the government's
got
to get
property.
Back to the Constitution, well, the Constitution
right.
that doesn't even admit, talk about citizenship,
immigration
or anything like that until the 14th Amendment. And let's not forget that the military, whom you worked for many years, hasn't declared a war since 1942.
I got a problem with that, too. I agree with you there, because they're not following the Constitution. We've got a Congress, we've got a House of Representatives and Senators that have given away their duties. They don't even
You don't
want
to follow
duties.
The Constitution. You only want them to follow the Constitution based on what you believe is important. But as Mark just pointed out, the Constitution doesn't address the immigration. It basically says, leave it up to the states. And so to be constitutional, this government would have to abolish the Immigration Department, right? Yeah, I believe it would. Thank you, Tim, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. They'd have to abolish the Immigration Department, the CIA, the FBI. Pretty much every government agency that exists would have to be abolished in order for the government to be constitutional, wouldn't it?
Well, they talk about naturalization in the Constitution, and that's basically a process.
Not the same thing.
Yeah, it's not the same thing. No, it's a process by which somebody can become a citizen and that sort of thing. It really doesn't talk about controlling the borders or anything like that.
But what about inhabitancy? I don't want citizenship. I'm not interested in your citizen. Now, you're not going to protect me, government, and so therefore, why should I be owing any duty of allegiance to you? That's the agreement of a citizen, is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. So people could come and be a citizen if they wanted, but they could also come here, 200 years ago, and not be a citizen if they wanted to, right? Like, if you didn't naturalize yourself, then you wouldn't be a citizen, but you could still be here because it was a more free place of the world.
Well, the United States
time.
Didn't do anything about immigration until the 1880s with the Yellow Man laws.
Yeah.
They had to do with basically the Chinamen are coming here smoking opium and taking our jobs.
They're still coming, by the way, the folks from China.
The illegal immigration from China is amazing. Yeah. That's why I think the idea of building a wall is ludicrous when they've got the Pacific Ocean isn't stopping people from coming.
They could
here.
Build an underwater wall.
The government can't stop illegal immigrants. Let's stop giving them money to so that they can try.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I've found something that works. Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. Doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use a whole jar. If you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back, because this stuff works. Australian Dream is available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Walmart, Target, and other drugstores and supermarkets everywhere.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.